I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Take a look at any headline today and you can see the Arab Spring has led to a Christian winter in the Middle East. How can Christ be shared in such a hostile region? Barry Feiss of the Jesus Film Project has some good news.
That barrier is being broken today simply because digital media provides an opportunity for us to allow people to see and hear the gospel in a private environment. One broadcaster has called the satellite dish the national flower of Iran.
Next, a judge rescheduled the August 12th execution date of an Iranian Christian man. Amir was set to be executed after being imprisoned 2 years ago after being caught transporting a truckload of Bibles. Publishing, importing, or reprinting Bibles or Christian literature is illegal in Iran. Pray he'll be released and that God will move in the lives of the officials involved. And your church is hanging out on church property when policemen come in and take your name and then charge you for assembling without permission. Infringement of rights, you say? Well, but this isn't a story in the United States. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association says with the Russia-Ukraine tension, countries in Central Asia feel free to put legal pressure on religious groups, which limits spreading the gospel, but it's not hopeless. Here's how you can pray.
They're asking prayer that, you know, we please intercede for them, that somehow the Lord would just intervene in these situations. And, you know, hearing news like this really grieves our hearts.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storying evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.